Brett Hollander back with you here on WBAL News Radio 1090. We are in Owings Mills at the Ravens team facility, the Under Armour Performance Center, for our pre-draft show. We're talking to Joe Ortiz right now. And Joe, I know I've asked you this before, but do you pay attention to the mocks that are out there? And, oh, Mel Kiper said we're going to take this guy. Do you pay attention with all the things you have going on right now?
Yeah, you do. You don't put them, you know, in ink on the board, but, you know, you may write them up there on the dry erase or, you know, just you pay attention to them because they're the names that those guys are collecting from other teams. Now,
interesting.
Our teams are saying that, are they telling the truth? No, but, you know, they're going to, they, those guys have connections and they get rankings and, you know, who do you have, this guy or that guy? And that's how they put it together. So you get an idea of the players keep showing up in the mocks ahead of us. They're probably going to go ahead of us. The guys, you know, where we're picking, and that's where you really focus on, you know, you'll see. You just, that's why you don't know who you're going to pick, because there's so many guys that in two mocks, all right, he's not going to be there, but and then two other mocks, well, he's going in the second round. So they're the guys that you say they have a shot to get to us, but you definitely have an idea.
Are you a Kiper or McShay guy?
I'm both. I like both those guys.
Politically correct there.
Politically correct, yeah.
It's interesting. The Ravens have 10 picks this year. Some are untradeable, compensatory picks, but with the ammo and the extra ammo from the not-a-trade, it would seem if there's ever a year the Ravens could move up early in this draft, it might be 2015.
Yeah.
I know you can't really give too much on that, but there is a lot of ammo to play with.
There is. And, you know, the thing about Ozzy is that he won't hold picks if there's a player coming down to us that he really wants to get. And he'll do it. You know, he's done it before. I think in 2000 we had 4 picks in the draft, you know.
So, right.
We're not, you know, we'll move and trade regardless of the number of picks, but certainly having 10 helps give you some, you know, currency to move up. But it's got to be for the right guy and the guy that we feel has just dropped way too far down the board.
All right. You hear about the Nada trade. I'm sure you're aware it's a possibility. No one's happy to lose Haloti Ngata, one of the faces of the franchise for a decade. But when it happens and you see you're getting additional picks to play with, and this is only a little bit ago, does your face light up when you find that news out? And do you get more busy about certain rounds?
You know, the picks we acquired with Nada gave us a nice cluster there in the 4th and 5th, and that's a good feeling. But you're talking about a Pro Bowl player, and it's the business, and it's the way the NFL works. And you never want to have to lose guys that you really love and really impact your team, but, you know, that's part of the business. So you say, yeah, you get excited. At least we got, this is the return we got on it, you know. And so it's certainly better than just having to cut the guy for a cap casualty. I think Ozzie and Eric did a great job of getting us some value for him, and it'll help us.
The system is so interesting because it really creates parity. In some ways, it punishes the teams that draft really well because you can't keep all your good players that you draft that are homegrown guys that you would like to have kept Torrey Smith for his whole career here.
Sure.
It just can't work out in the confines of the cap. But what it does also, it eventually allows you to get compensatory picks,
right,
which the Ravens have turned into the next Torrey Smith, whomever that might be down the road, or right, all the great compensatory picks the Ravens have turned into quality starters or contributors or Pro Bowl players over the years. So in an odd backhanded way, the system still benefits teams that draft really well.
Yeah, if it benefits us, I don't know. It's
frustrating, the process.
Yeah, what it does is I think it acknowledges the fact that, hey, winning teams are going to have better players, and teams are going to go after those players, and you're going to lose them. You're not going to be able to keep them all. How do you compensate those teams for being successful drafting and acquiring talent? And I think that's the best way that they can do it right now. The draft is set up to create parity. You know, the bad teams pick at the top of the draft. They're going to get the perceived better players, or opportunities to take the perceived better players.
The perceived better players.
So if they're going to take these guys and they're going to get hit on them, they're going to get better. And we're taking the lesser guys. So how do you compensate for that? You throw in some mid-round picks and late-round picks and help the teams build themselves.
Joe Ortiz is with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. Joe, how much a part of this process could help the Ravens down the road in free agency? For example, someone like a Kendrick Lewis, a safety acquired by the team this year. Did the hard work you put in years ago when he was coming up through the process, was that a factor when Ozzie Newsome and Eric DaCosta were looking at a player in free agency?
You know, I think the work that the scouts put in, you have a character background, a profile on the players.
You guys don't shred it after the draft.
No, it goes into our system and it stays with them forever. But then they got to continue to do what they do through their pro career. And Kendrick was a guy that, you know, we had good feel for in the fall when he was coming out of college. He did not test well. He did just simply didn't. And I was disappointed. The scouts that liked him that were disappointed.
So you remember this vividly,
obviously.
Oh, yeah.
And he ran 4.7 or 4.68 or something like that. And it was tough, but he made a lot of plays in college. Well, what did he do in the pros? He gets to the pros and makes a ton of plays. And so he held form to what you saw as a player. And I'm really excited that he's here because, one, I liked him coming out. Two, he's been productive in his pro career so far. And three, one of my friends with the Chiefs, who was a scout, as soon as we signed him, sent me a text saying, you guys got an absolute stud. So I'm really excited to see him on our team this year.
And by the way, at his press conference here after he signed, he referenced his 40 time and how he didn't test well. He carries that with him still.
Yeah. And I get that. You know, I mean, he should have a chip on his shoulder. But, you know, slow guys with great eyes become fast, you know, and that's him.
That's a great line. Joe Ortiz is with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. I asked this to Eric DaCosta a little while ago. Winston v. Mariota, just your overall take on that.
Yeah, I think they're both quality prospects. And, you know, obviously Jameis plays from more of a pro-style offense, you know, playing under center, play action passing, drop backs. You know, Jimbo I know very well, and he's a great teacher of quarterbacks and a great developer of quarterbacks. And then, you know, Mariota, although not a traditional pro-style offense, he makes pro-style throws and got a real, you know, not as good of an arm, but a good arm, phenomenal athlete, you know, great leader, great kid. I think they're both going to be quality pros. You know, Mariota may take a little bit of time if he has to adjust to a pro-style offense, just becoming familiar with the reads and the windows that he's going to have to throw to, but he's capable of doing it. And then Jameis is just going to, you know, have to pick up to the speed of the game.
There's no chance that the Ravens will draft either one of these players, but do you even bother going through the evaluation process with these two quarterbacks? Will they even be on the Ravens board?
Oh, yeah, they're on the board. You know, we evaluate them as scouts. You know, we have, you know, they're both juniors. But we do have an opportunity to, you know, when you anticipate a junior coming out, getting an early look at them. And, you know, I look at them, I'll take some notes when I go in the fall, and then we'll assign them to the cross-check scout and then the area scouts that cover those schools and the regional scouts that cover those schools. So we have a number of looks on both players, and they're sequenced on our board and they're in our list. You know,
that's amazing. The process is amazing. Give me one thing you think you've gotten better at over the years as a scout.
You know, I think just identifying the smaller school guys, the guy, you know, and it helped growing up as a Northeast scout. You know, when you're going to so many small school guys and you miss on those guys. And, so being able to see the guys that remind me of a guy I missed on, you know, and just, you know, it popping in my head, whether it's when I read the report, whether it's when I write the report, whether it's when I'm watching the film, being able to find those small school guys, I feel like, you know, and become more consistent as an evaluator.
And it seems like those guys are making more of an impact these days, the Kyle Juszczyk of the world, guys are not necessarily coming from the Power 5 conferences.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, scouting, recruiting, we all have something in common. We miss guys. And, you know, not all the great players go to the big schools, the Power 5. And our job as scouts is to go out there and obviously evaluate the Power 5 schools, but also find the guys that aren't as, you know, well perceived as well in boards and, you know, publicized. And, you know, so our job is to go out and dig those guys out. And I think our guys do a great job of that.
Joe Ortiz, always a pleasure. Best of luck in the coming week, and we'll catch up next week here at the Under Armour Performance Center before it's time for the Ravens to select.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
That's Joe Ortiz. We'll come back with much more here on WBAL News Radio 1090.